Under the change, Wisconsin League of Municipalities Assistant Director Kurt Witinski says a community that owns a landfill can propose or increase garbage collection tipping fees.
Without having to reduce its allowable property tax levy by the amount of the new fee revenue it receives.
Witinski says Superior and Janesville are two cities affected by the change, but Superior Mayor Bruce Hagan says the city council recently voted down a trash fee. Hagan says the landfill costs $6 million a year to run and is facing a $1 million deficit.
That's a danger point, and it's going to be a critical danger point because lack of shared revenue increases, lack of other revenue streams. The general fund is having a difficult time surviving.
Hagan says the council will take up privatizing the landfill at a special meeting tonight. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio. Superior Mayor Bruce Hagan says the city council recently voted down a garbage fee to help pay for the city's landfill. Hagan says it costs $6 million a year to run and is facing a $1 million deficit.
That takes away from and could take away more from the core services.
Other options have been presented, including privatizing the landfill. Janesville Operations Director John Whitcomb says they raised user fees to help pay for their landfill in recent years, but he says they're now bringing in garbage from elsewhere.
Through the first 6 months of this year, the city manager has now entered into 5 waste agreements with private hauling companies and 2 municipalities.
Whitcomb expects the landfill will take in 40,000 more tons of garbage. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.